You're listening to SBS News.
There are urgent calls for reforms to address Australia's youth detention system. The Australian National Children's Commissioner says issues currently being exposed at youth detention facilities in the Northern Territory, Tasmania and Western Australia demonstrate a failure from governments to protect the safety and well-being of young people. Anne Holland spoke at Government House in Canberra to mark Child Protection Week. Commissioner Holland says children and their families have been let down for decades, with key recommendations from royal commissions and inquiries going unimplemented.
20 suicide attempts and 285 occasions of self-harm in the first 6 months of this year alone in the Banksia Hill Youth Detention Centre in WA. These children have been frequently locked down in isolation in their cells for more than 22 hours per day, deprived of education, recreation and rehabilitation. While Banksia Hill requires urgent intervention, it's sadly not isolated. 5 years on from the Northern Territory Royal Commission, the serious problems in youth justice systems continue right across Australia. Official reports have repeatedly described the treatment of children in some youth detention centres as inhumane and degrading.
She adds that this included instances of alleged child sexual abuse, such as that identified at Tasmania's Ashley Youth Detention Centre. According to justice system experts, international evidence shows community-based rehabilitation is the best way to protect and support children. But Ms. Holland says instead, governments across Australia are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on approaches that aren't working.
We are wasting public money because locking up children does not reduce crime. Other countries have implemented community-based welfare approaches shown to reduce youth offending and to keep the community safer. This community-based early intervention and support works better to reduce youth offending than even the best rehabilitation programs provided in prisons.
There is no Minister for Children in Australia, as Ms. Hollands noted in her address. Children from disadvantaged families are overrepresented in the youth justice system, and this issue is only compounded for First Nations children. Ms. Hollands says a lack of representation and national plan for such children leads to a failure for their voices to be heard and needs to be met.
We need to redesign our basic services by listening to children and families about what will help them. Children say they want to go to school, but they feel they don't belong, and families don't feel welcome. OECD research has found that students from families with higher socioeconomic status are more likely to feel a sense of belonging at school. In Australia, this gap has grown wider, and we know that disengagement from education is a key risk factor for serious problems like youth crime.
National Justice Project CEO George Newhouse says abusive environments can sometimes be unnoticed.
And another very important issue is the fact that governments don't resource prisons or youth detention properly. They don't provide proper medical or psychological care. They say they do, but it's nonsense. I've never seen a youth detention centre in Australia that has provided proper psychological care and counselling to its inmates. And the unions protect the bad behaviour of prison guards and detention centre guards. These problems together come in confluence to create a really toxic environment, and the people who suffer most are the kids.
The Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody recommended diversionary measures for Indigenous children confronted with the justice system rather than incarceration. Mr. Newhouse says there should be a focus on programs that prevent vulnerable children from dangerous situations before they are criminalised from a very early age.
To divert kids away from going into child protection and getting them back on track outside of the prison system and outside of the youth detention system, because it's never going to happen on the inside. You have a toxic environment which is one of brutality and abuse, and that is not one that is conducive to therapeutic care and rehabilitation. That can happen on the outside.
Justice Reform Initiative's Executive Director Dr. Mindy Sotiri says it's no longer a matter of how to address youth incarceration, but a means of political will to resource community-led preventative programs. Dr. Satiri says these programs often result in a significant reduction in children's repeat offending, from 50% down to 12% in some cases. She says evidence shows juvenile detention does not reduce recidivism, but actually increases the likelihood of repeat offending.
And we know that at least 50% of children who go into prison today will go back to prison within 2 years. So, and that's replicated in the adult system. We know also that recidivism rates for children are really high the more times that you go to prison. So prison itself is what you would call criminogenic. That is, the more times or the more exposure you have to prison, the more likely you are to go back to prison.
Change the Record Executive Officer Sophie Trevitt says while talking about reforms, we need to acknowledge the need for a more serious overhaul of the youth detention system.
The youth justice system, as it's designed, is not capable of delivering the type of care and support that children and young people need, nor is it capable of keeping communities safe. Youth prisons further traumatise and re-traumatise children and their families and don't do anything to make community members safe. So I think if we're looking at the youth justice system, if we're accepting and acknowledging that we're in a state of crisis, that children are experiencing human rights abuses, workers aren't coping within the system and we're not achieving the outcomes that we want in the community at large, there needs to be a real genuine reflection on how do we do things differently.
Listeners seeking crisis support can contact Lifeline on 131114 or the Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.